On Commission Taokon, the Electoral Commission has said it's deeply concerned about the accuracy of the country's electoral registers. A report published this afternoon says there are potentially significant duplicate or redundant entries on the registers and that this issue goes back decades. It's estimated that up to 500,000 names are on the registers and shouldn't be. Art O'Leary is the Chief Executive of An Cumhuisín Toghchán. He's with us in studio. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Rachel.
Can you start by explaining the current system and how it's supposed to work? How many electoral registers do we actually have?
Yes, it's the main point, really. We speak of the register as if it's a single thing, yeah, but we have 31 separate registers. Every local authority has its own register. And aside from the four in Dublin, they don't talk to each other. And I think this is where the difficulties are, because we're a very mobile people. People move addresses all the time. So if you're born in Kerry and move to Dublin and then go to Cork and Waterford, you could end up with multiple entries all over the country. You know, so this is, I mean, it hasn't happened in the last couple of years. This does go back, as you said, decades.
So what have you been examining then? What have you been looking at?
We've been looking at all of the data held by local authorities. We asked them to give us all of their information around the details of people that they have on the register. So we have, particularly recently, PPS numbers for individuals, dates of birth, air codes, etc. And this will help us to identify, these unique identifiers will help us recognise duplicates on the system. So into the future, as the franchise sections professionalise and add more resourcing to it, the maintenance and management of the registers should be much better. But for the moment, we need to look a little bit back and try and clean the data that we have by encouraging people to go onto the register and update their details if they can.
Can we look a little bit more at the scale of the problem? Because as we heard in our news bulletin earlier, 11 local authorities told you that there were more people on their local election register than their estimated eligible population. So they know there's a big problem.
Indeed, but they don't know who they are and where they are because they don't have details for them, you know, and this is why we want to get the local authorities to improve the recording of details. The accuracy of the register is absolutely fundamental here, and because there is an issue here, it was decided many years ago to create a single database, and this is the start of how we might fix this problem.
It was decided many years ago, but it hasn't happened.
It's almost at a conclusion now. The creation of the database will be sometime next year when we're finished with the presidential election. It would have happened presumably before now, except for the fact that we keep having elections. We've had a number of elections in the last couple of years, but by the end of next year, we should have a single database with data that we can really work kind of focus on, that the local authorities can get to grips with duplicates as they exist.
The report also says that some local authorities have made pretty significant efforts to improve their registers, but most haven't. So how do they explain this?
Many of them do. And ultimately, it's a question of priorities within local authorities. They're all very, very busy. And I mean, great credit is due to the local authorities, the franchise section staff in the last year, who have put 350,000 new people onto the register as part of all the elections that we had.
Have they taken anybody off, though? Isn't that the issue here?
And this is the question of capacity. The focus always is on getting people onto the register. And we don't make it that easy to take people off the register, because it's a very fundamental thing, the right to vote, and people need to be really sure that someone's not entitled to vote before they take them off. But the local authorities with really high percentage rates, I mean, Louth and Wicklow have 99% air codes and dates of birth for everyone on the register. So it can be done. It just needs to be a bigger priority across the board in every single local authority.
Looking at the implications of this, officially the turnout in the last local elections, it was less than 50%. The turnout in the general election was just less than 60%. Your findings today, they must throw quite a bit of doubt on those figures.
Yes, turnout is definitely wrong. You know, turnout is definitely understated. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's not possible to say how many duplicates or people on the register that there are. You know, there are people who have moved address and are duplicates. There's also people who have died, people who have left the country, etc., who are not entitled to vote, but they remain on the register. So I've heard all the estimates, I've heard numbers, anything between 2 and 500,000. It is not possible to say with any degree of certainty what that number is.
But we're talking about a size sizable number of people. So
hundreds of thousands of people.
After an election when there's a lot of hand-wringing about why aren't more people voting, well, that perhaps isn't fair.
No, well, I mean, we have said this before, and it's not just that. I mean, it perhaps our turnout might be 5% higher than it was because of the electoral register. But when you look at the people who don't vote, and we've got some really interesting data coming out in the next couple of weeks, which shows why people don't vote. And in June, for instance, in the local and European elections, over half the people who didn't vote say they couldn't vote because they were away on the day, they had work commitments or caring responsibilities. So we don't always make it easy for people to vote in this country. You have to turn up in a particular place on a particular day at a particular time. So the issue isn't as simple as these people just simply couldn't bother to vote.
Now, you have made a number of recommendations. You were saying that improvements are on the way, but are the resources there to implement all of your recommendations?
I think that the strongest recommendation is the need for sustained long-term investment in the register. You know, the work that's being done on the creation of the new database seems to be well-resourced until the end of next year, but the maintenance and management of the register carries on forever. What we're keen to see is real progress being made in 2027 and 2027 and 2028 to ensure that by the time the next electoral cycle in 29 happens, our electoral registers should be in a much better place.
I hate to ask, but would e-voting make any of this any easier?
Not necessarily, because I mean
that's a relief, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Irish people.
For those of us who like the pencil and paper.
Well, it is. Everything that's happened around the world shows that pencil and paper has some benefits, and the Irish people have great confidence in the electoral process and great trust in results. So this is very important and part of it. But there are. And many people on the register who are entitled to vote, by the way, so who just simply haven't uploaded their details. So the accuracy going forward will be better, but we have to fix this problem. That's historical.
Art O'Leary of Uncommissioned Toghchán, thank you for being with us on the News at One.
Pleasure.